What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Another beautiful spring day here in Louisiana and New Orleans. Highs of 70, well, 80 today, but first day of French Quarter Festival, perfect. Then a little bit cooler tomorrow, highs of 77, 73 on Saturday, 80 Sunday, nothing but sunshine. French Quarter Fest starts today, so get out and enjoy that. If you can, I would park outside of the quarter and make your way in because it's going to be a nightmare. 56 degrees right now. And we all know what happened. I think we all know what happened yesterday with the president and Trump, President Trump and tariffs and on, off. And one of the reasons behind it, he says, is to bring manufacturing back to the United States. Well, what would that look like and what would it take and what time frame are we talking about? Willie Shih joins us, our friend, professor of management practice at Harvard Business School. Good morning, professor. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. Well, I'm suffering a little from whiplash
because people
ask me to talk about supply chain, and I have to change my talk every day depending on what's going on. You know, I tell a lot of people it's like, you know, business is conducted. It's like sports. It's conducted on a playing field, and you have these rules, right? So baseball season is coming up. It's like imagine you're coaching a team, and the rules change every 5 minutes. That's kind of what we're seeing right now. Okay. But to your question, your question is like, well, the purpose of these tariffs is to bring manufacturing back to the U.S. It's like, yeah, I get it. Maybe that's, you know, when you looked at the initial rollout on Liberation Day, April 2nd, you know, it's like, okay, we're going to put a tariff on a lot of countries who export stuff that we never made. Okay, so that was kind of the crazy thing. You know, now the question is, what kinds of things can come back to the U.S.? Okay, and I would argue it's things where, you know, the amount of labor content in making that product is either relatively low or we're going to do something to juice up the productivity of our workers so that we can compete with a low-cost country. I mean, you know, we're paying, you know, anywhere from $15 to $50 an hour for manufacturing labor now, you know, and you're still competing with countries where they'll pay, you know, $2 to $8 an hour, right? So if there's a lot of labor in that product, then we got to do it differently. We're going to bring it back.
Let's talk about where we were before we talk about where we might go. And for people that don't know, weren't around, when did manufacturing in the U.S. really kind of start to shift offshore? And I'm thinking it was around the 70s. That was the end of the heyday of manufacturing in America or in production in America? Tell me, Professor.
No, it was really later than that. Okay, now in the 70s, that's when we, actually, the first big import wave, you know, was steel. It goes back to 1959 when United Steelworkers shut down American production for, I don't remember how long, it was probably, you know, it was a number of months. It was a pretty long shutdown. And that opened the door to imports from Germany and Japan primarily. Okay, so that was really in some sense, offshoring some of that production back then.
So let me jump in real quick, Professor, if I can, because I get texts from people constantly that say it's the unions that cause jobs to go offshore. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I would say, when we first started seeing like electronics manufacturing go offshore, you know, union or not, the cost difference was so high, right, that, like the really big move started in the late 90s and really early 2000s, okay? And I'll tell you then when, you know, the minimum wage in the U.S. was around $7 an hour, but, you know, good manufacturing job might be $20 an hour, you could pay somebody 50 cents an hour in China. And so a lot of people said, I could hire 10 times as many people and I'll still be ahead of the game. And it was when China opened up, that's when we saw the really big waves. That's when we saw things like textile manufacturing really leave the U.S. That's when we saw, the rest of the electronics manufacturing that hadn't already moved. That's when we saw a lot of auto parts going. That's when we saw castings and forgings and stuff like that. So the really big jump was, you know, late 1990s, but really it really got going right around 9/11 in 2001. I remember that time very well because it's like we had a recession right after the attacks of the World Trade Center, you know, and everybody's saying, how am I going to make my numbers next year? And the way they were going to make their numbers is they're going to move production offshore. So we saw big waves of stuff. That's when like a lot of pharmaceutical manufacturing moved offshore, a lot of the stuff. A lot of that was also because we had more efficient container ships. We had more efficient air cargo, right? So while we had a lot of, you know, some of that offshoring, you know, especially like for assembling TV sets and stuff like that and radios and stuff like that in the 60s and 70s, it really got going in the late 90s and early 2000s.
So when you talk about we can get this, we're worried about, I forgot exactly how you said it just now, but after 9/11 with the recession, how can we cut our costs? Yeah. I think sometimes people think of it as the Chinese invading or Vietnam invading and taking jobs, but actually it was American companies that decided to move offshore. So if you're looking for somebody to blame the executives of the companies and the shareholders, activist shareholders, et cetera, they're concerned about profits and the price of the stock. Is that accurate?
Well, that's part of the picture. Okay, I was at one of those companies, and I remember calling on a large retailer headquartered in Bentonville. Mm-hmm. Okay, and they told me at the time, if you don't manufacture in China, you're not going to sell in this store. Mm. Okay, and, you know, by the way, we had a boom of low-cost products, you know, and it kept inflation in check, you know, for better part of a decade and a half.
But wait, right? Let me jump in, Professor. In that case, it was an American retailer that forced the company to go offshore. Accurate or not?
Well, let me go a little farther downstream. Okay, so you're in Home Depot, right? I mean, let's talk about who are the five largest importers in the U.S., right? Walmart, Target, Home Depot, Lowe's, and Ashley Furniture, right? So let's say you're in Home Depot.
Walmart, Target.
Home Depot, Lowe's, and Ashley Furniture. Those are typically the largest importers, you know. And so, like, you're in one of these stores, okay? And you see something made in China, and it costs half as much. What are you going to buy right now? It's like I'm very grateful that I'm in a position that I can buy American, okay? But a lot of people can't, okay? A lot of my neighbors where I live can't, right? And so, I don't want to judge that, right? Because they're living paycheck to paycheck, mm-hmm. right? And I get that, right? And so if I can get something cheaper. So it's a whole system problem, if you will. It's, you know, everybody contributes to it. But it's, we get a lot of stuff that is a lot cheaper that comes from China. When you think about construction, like I was talking to a company that makes the roofing nails. Okay, or well, they make the gun that shoots the roofing nails, and the roofing nails all come from China, right? And so that means your housing is cheaper because you got cheaper nails, right? So it's a big, complicated problem.
Let me take a break. You hesitate to what, Professor? And we got to take a break?
Yeah, I just said I hesitate to blame any one party, but it's like this is how we got to where we got to.
All right, let me take a break. We come back. You talk about whiplash. How does the uncertainty with the tariffs, the on off, how does that affect companies' decisions about manufacturing? And what's a time frame? What would it look like for manufacturing to come back to the United States? Because the president says you got to have some pain if you're going to have some gain. And I just wonder, how long do you have pain before the medicine kicks in and you got the gain? 622 Traffic Now, WWL.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
From the Acadian Windows and Hurricane Shutters WWL Traffic Center, I'm Joe Cardos. The I-55 is all clear as you head in from Ponchatoula, and 310 is still looking good as you move in from Destrehan as well. The Bonnie Carey Spillway is moving at speed after some initial congestion as you head in from Laplace. I-10 has no major delays between Kenner and Metairie, and the causeway is still flowing freely this morning to and from the North Shore. Smooth sailing across the Twin Spans as you head in from Slidell, and no delays through the Morrison Curve. Slowing a bit as you approach the high rise as you head in from the east, but moving better after that. Headed toward downtown from the east on I-10, you're looking good all the way till the Claiborne flyover, which is seeing a bit of congestion. The Pontchartrain Expressway is all clear as you head to the CBD. Moving in from the West Bank, you are on the brakes across the Crescent City connection right now. No delays across the Huey P in either direction. This morning's traffic is brought to you by the 4Kids Foundation.
All right, 6:27, 3 minutes left with Professor Willie Shee, Professor of Management Practice at Harvard Business School, talking about manufacturing returning to the U.S. Walmart, Target, Home Depot, Lowe's, Ashley Furniture, five largest importers. So, Professor, my questions to you are, first of all, where does tariff uncertainty play into this when it comes to the uncertainty with tariffs and capital investment? What's a timeline on your manufacturing returning to the U.S.? Where do robotics fit into this? And inevitably, does that mean prices are going to go up if manufacturing returns to the U.S.? The floor is yours, sir.
Well, okay. It's going to depend on the sector, right? Some areas we'll see a very short-term effect. I tell people, for example, in agricultural products, fresh produce and stuff, you know, what will happen is people will decide, am I going to keep exporting to the U.S. because I can't afford to pay a tariff and so on. Okay, so like right now everything's suspended for 90 days, but, you know, that's a relatively short cycle. If you're talking about moving auto parts manufacturing, right, it depends. do I have factory capacity? Do I have to build a factory and so on? So depending on the sector, you know, the president has been targeting semiconductors. He says, you know, to the Taiwanese, it's like, move your factory over here. To get enough capacity to meet American demand for semiconductors, my view, that would probably take 10 years and, you know, $500 billion. Mm. A lot of money, a lot of time, right? So depending, it's going to depending on what sector you're in, it's going to take a different amount of time. When we have this level of uncertainty, nobody's going to make any decisions. Okay, everybody's going to wait until the dust settles, because, you know, let's say I put a factory down in the U.S. and all of a sudden the tariff goes away, you know, then I have a higher cost operation, right? So until we get the dust settled and people have a view that long term is, you know, outside my investment horizon, this thing is going to stick, then I can justify it. Until then, you know, with high uncertainty, all we're going to do is stifle investment.
So if manufacturing does return, do prices automatically go up? And can people right now, if they want to buy American, choose to stop shopping at Walmart, Target, Home Depot, Lowe's, and Ashley Furniture?
Well, you know, and Walmart and all these firms are trying to diversify their sourcing as well. You know, Walmart has a big Buy American program, you know, mostly where that helps them is in things like grocery and stuff like that. But, you know, if it comes back to the U.S., unless we do some nifty things with automation and stuff to get our labor productivity up, it's probably going to cost more. All right. And one of the reasons we've had low inflation over the last, until recently, you know, from 2000 until recently, we've had low inflation is because we had cheap imports. Okay, so we cut off the cheap imports and, you know, have more expensive manufacturing in the U.S., stuff's going to cost more, right? So you can't have it both ways.
Thank you, Professor. Appreciate your time as always. We'll talk to you again soon, I'm sure. We'll take a break and back talk to Louisiana Agricultural Commissioner Mike Strain. Right now, time for WWL First News.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.